Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Ya Rab Orham.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Rahamna Ya Allah.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Ismana wa Rahamna.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie logison.
Exhauste iberton agiotimion
sotonon che disonimon che prosveranton che dieleison
alleluia fai pepi ehu eta epso sethame
Pantocrator.
Amen.
Efesmaron.
începef monagenis in shiri isos peristos penchois. Εφες μαρο ότιν γεν πνευμαίς ουεμ εμ παρακλεί ειτο.
Αμή εις βετήρ αγιος εις θεος αγιος εν εμνεμ αγιον αμήν. Ευλογητός Κύριος ο Θεός εστός αιώνες αμήν. Νιεύνος Τύρος μο εψόης μαρουές μο ερώπεν γενιλαίος Τύρο. Σεπεύναι τα γρουνερί εγών, ότι μη θμήν τεψόης σοψάιν εμήν αλληλόια.
Δούξε πατρί και Υιό και Άγιο Πνεύμα. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints. For that which is good on our behalf at all times, and maketh worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries, for the remission of our sins.
Lord have mercy.
And entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rise of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy table, and from this holy church that is yours. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحيات والعقارب وعلى كل قوة العدو. May you serve in the ministry of this day, the Higumin, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, my yourself be absolved from the mouth of the all holy and trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth, the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch, and Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Athanasius, apostolic, Saint Peter, her martyr, high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, and Bishop Saint Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 disciples of Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of my unhonored father, the high priest Baba Amba Tawadros II, and his partner, our father, the bishop Amba Bulus, from the mouth of my abjected self, for blessed full of glory, the holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of all ages, amen.
Yeah. all the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points, as reminding you, because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me, in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. For this reason I also have been much hindered from coming to you. But now no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you. Whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you, for I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاسل يكون فصل مرسلات معلمنا بطرس الرسول الأولى بركاته تكون معنا أمين. بطرس رسول يسوع المسيح إلى المتغربين من شتات بنتس وغلاطيا وكابدوكية وآسيا وبيثينية المختارين بمقتضى علم الله الآب السابق في تقديس الروح للطاعة ورش دم يسوع المسيح لتكثر لكم من نعمة والسلام. مبارك الله أبو ربنا يسوع المسيح الذي حسب رحمته الكثيرة ولدنا ثانية لرجاء حي بقيامة يسوع المسيح من الأموات لميراث لا يفنى ولا يتدنس ولا يضمحل محفوظ في السماوات لأجلكم أنتم الذين بقوة الله محروسون بإيمان لخلاص مستعد أن يعلن في الزمان الأخير الذي به تبتهجون مع أنكم الآن إن كان يجب تحزنون يسيرا بتجارب متنوعة لكي تكون تزكية إيمانكم وهي أثمن من الذهب الفاني مع أنه يمتحن بالنار توجد للمدح والكرامة والمجد عند استعلان يسوع المسيح الذي وإن لم تروه تحبونه لذلك وإن كنتم لا ترونه الآن لكن تؤمنون به فتبتهجون بفرح لا ينطق به ومجيد نائلين غاية إيمانكم خلاص النفوس لا تحبوا العالم والأشياء التي في العالم العالم يمضي شهواته والذي يصنع إرادة الله يدوم الأبد
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us. Amen. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Menean, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they had arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teachings of the Lord. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Ba'un. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, all our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the mercies of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 20 of the martyrs, Abbas Khairun of Kalin, the soldier, was martyred. He was one of the soldiers of the Atreb's regiment during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. When Diocletian issued his edict to worship the idols, Abbas Khairun refused, and the governor of Atreb's imprisoned him. In prison, he prayed to the Lord, who sent his angel to comfort and strengthen him. Then he sent him to Arianus, the governor of Ancyna. In the boat, the saint prayed, and his fetters were loosened. They went to Arianus, who was in a suit, and there Saint Abbas Khairun stood before him and confessed his faith in the Lord Christ. The governor brought a sorcerer, whose name was Alexander. He gave the saint some deadly poison. The saint took the poison, made the sign of the cross over it, and drank it. However, no harm came upon him. The sorcerer marveled, and he believed in the God of Saint Abbas Khairun. The governor beheaded him. Thus, he received the crown of martyrdom. The governor became more enraged with Saint Abbas Khairun. He ordered to scourge him with whips and to flay his skin. After he tormented him with many tortures, he ordered to behead him. So he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also was the departure of Saint Moses of Echmim Mount. He dwelt worshipping God beside the spring of water at Echmim Mount. Many gathered around him, and he became a guide and father to them. Among his disciples were Discorus and his brother Asclepius, who were martyred in the well-known massacre of Echmim on the first day of Tub, year 304 AD. After a long spiritual struggle, Saint Moses felt that his departure of his life had drew near. So he called his children, blessed them, and commanded them to be steadfast in the faith, keeping the commandments of the Lord. Then he delivered his pure spirit, so they shrouded and buried him with great veneration. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Today also was the consecration of the church of the great Saint Abba Matthew, Metteus al-Fakhuri in Isna Mount, the wife of the king of the Nubia, most possessed and an unclean spirit. When the king heard of the miracle of the saint, he sent to him some of his noblemen to accompany him to where the wife was. When he entered the place of the king's wife, the devil screamed out and the woman was immediately healed. They returned him back to his monastery with a great honor. The king sent much money, with which the saint built a fort for the monastery and a splendid church, which was consecrated on this day. The blessing of the prayer of Saint Matthias be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Es muer en pasi
et omnem matis
o mas Lord Jesus Christ our God, who said to send the ons upon the apostles many proud righteous men have desired to see what you see and unseen them, and to hear which you then have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our master have bidden us to remember in supplications and prayers which offer up unto Lord our God's host, have ready for an asleep repose on them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia.
Ασίτε με τα βόβο Θεό ακούσουμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Δοξάσι Κύριε بخوف الليل سماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير بركته على جميعنا
بن شوين سوى بن نوتي O open sotiro open oro tireni so aspires to se pshire me fnoti ton pi o unav shaine pi o fa penoti pe shaine tenini tiro amin
doxasi kire
من مزامير ترتيل معلمنا داود النبي بركته المقدسة فلتكن معنا أمين روحك القدوس فليهديني إلى الاستقامة لأسمع في الأسحار رحمتك فإني عليك توكلت باسم الرب إلى الكوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد إلى الأبد أمين وإذ كان يصلي في موضع لما فرغ قال واحد من تلاميذه يا رب علمنا نصلي كما علم يوحنا أيضا تلاميذه فقال لهم متى صليتم فقولوا أبانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطنا كل يوم واغفر لنا خطايانا لأننا نحن أيضا نغفر لكل من يذنب إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير ثم قال لهم من منكم يكون له صديق ويمضي إليه نصف الليل ويقول له يا صديق اقرضني ثلاثة أرغفتان لأن صديقا لي جاءني من سفر وليس لي ما أقدم له فيجيب ذلك من داخل ويقول لا تزعجني الباب مغلق الآن وأولادي معي في الفراش لا أقدر أن أقوم وأعطيك أقول لكم إن كان لا يقوم ويعطيه لكونه صديقه فإنه من أجل لجاجته يقوم ويعطي قدر ما يحتاج وأنا أقول لكم اسألوا تعطوا اطلبوا تجدوا اقرعوا يفتحوا لكم لأن كل من يسأل يأخذ ومن يطلب يجد ومن يقرع يفتح له فمن منكم وهو أب يسأل ابنه خبزا أفيعطيه حجرا أو سمكة أفيعطيه حية بدل السمكة أو إذا سأله بيضة أفيعطيه عقربا فإن كنتم وأنتم أشرار تعرفون أن تعطوا أولادكم عطايا جيدة فكم بالحري الآب الذي من السماء يعطي الروح القدس للذين يسألونه
والمجد لله دائماً
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I was preparing the sermon, and I tried to think about what I have to say the first Sunday and when the congregation come back to the church. Many feelings inside me. I remember I was give the sermon on the first day when I start to pray alone at church without any congregation, without anyone. And I have a lot of feelings to say about the church. It is not only some buildings. The church is with the people inside the church. So I was thinking during the last 3 months about what exactly the message that I got it from God. And I found that a lot of messages that I received, that when I said it already many times before. And the first of all that I have to build the altar and the church inside my heart. We lost a lot of things, the meanings of a corner prayers or the altar inside my home. And I forgot that to stay with my kids and forgot to stay also with my family to pray. Maybe it's hard that we are not present at church every time. It was very difficult to find ourselves outside the building of the church. And we will see how it's very important to come to the church, but it's a great message that I received from God, build inside your heart. I was reading Ezra the last week, book of Ezra from the Old Testament. And Ezra, when he started to go back to Jerusalem, and they already built a big part from the temple, the house of God. But he started first to encourage the people to build their heart inside, to build an altar inside their heart. And the first group, when he went to Jerusalem and they finished already the temple, and they look, we listen two different voices, one voice of rejoice and one voice of weeping, one voice of rejoicing, and they see the first time in their life a temple to pray. They remember the captivity for many years, and they didn't give incense to God, they didn't go to pray inside the altar or inside the temple or inside the house of God. And another voice we listened in the day of Ezra when they went to see the temple, when they finished the temple already, weeping because they saw that it's not like before, like the temple of Solomon. And also they wept because they spent more times without coming to the church and without coming to the temple, the house of God. And I remember also too the psalms, name psalm of ascent, lehiya mazamir al masaid. In the Old Testament, when the people of Israel, when they go to the temple to pray, they have to say many psalms. They have to read it. They have to pray it. And the first psalm we will see, it's Psalm 120. It says like that. I am distressed. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. First psalm that I have to pray when I'm going to the church, I have to understand that this is a church, is a refuge. As if I am a kid, I'm a child, and I have a lot of troubles outside. Outside, there is a lot of issues, a lot of distress, a lot of depressions. So what I have to do, I have to flee. and I have to come to the church. That's why I remember many people said to me, Abuna, can we come to the church even outside to take the blessings from the church? The church, it is not a building. The church, it's a house of the angels. One day, Abuna Matta al-Miskin, Father Matthew the Poor, he was in the taxi with a driver, and he passed in front of the place with Mary Gergis Sporting in Alexandria now. And there is no place, there is no church. It was before the church, maybe 20 years before or 10 years before. So what he did a cross on this place, and he said, the angels desire to see a place of God here. 10 years before. The place of the of God, we are joining the job of the angels. Not the angels come to us in the church to join us. No. We are joining the angel inside the church with their job. Their job only to praise God. So when we come to the church, as if we are coming to the refuge, we have a lot of issues in our minds, and we find like a baby or like a child who scared from something, so he flee and he escaped from everything, and he wanted to go to his, the bottom of his mother. And this is exactly, we are coming to the mother, our mother. This is a church. When we pray, I am in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. So the first thing when I come to the church, when I'm on my way, I have to pray, hey God, I am distressed. I'm coming to you. I have nothing to do. I know that the devil tried to deceive me many times. But what I have to do? The people outside the church make me uncomfortable. The people outside the church drag me outside your zone. And I'm not comfortable anymore outside, that I wanted to see my comfort zone again, to come back to your bottom. This is a church. I have a desire, and I'm crying to God as if I am a child, and I want to come back to my father or my mother. The second psalm when we have to pray, when we are going to the church, or one of the psalms of the ascent, Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the help from whence comes my help. Comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And the second psalm that I have to lift my eyes up when I'm going to the church, and I say to God, I'm leaving everything outside the church. When we go to the mountain, this is the mountain exactly of a mountain of Sinai, when Moses and Elijah, they went to have a peace. I can't come to the church again, and I have a lot of things in my mind. I have to leave it. The first psalm, I'm crying to God, I said, I have a lot of issues. So he looked to me, Habibi, leave it. You are going to the mountain now. When you come to the church, leave everything outside, because inside the church is a part of heaven. The church is like exactly, you are, as I said before, you are in a flight and you're going to the Caribbean, or you're going to Maldives, and pass, for example, you're going to anywhere. So anywhere, so you open the window and you see, for example, the pilot said, this is the Maldives now here. So you open the window a little bit, oh, it's beautiful. And there another one come, please close the window now. But it's amazing. It's beautiful. Yes. This is exactly what we're doing. We're coming to the church, open the window, see a part from the heaven, and after we finish the liturgy, close again the window. This is exactly the heaven. So when I'm in heaven, I can't think with anything else. I'm seeing the angels around me. Yesterday,
I had someone in confession, and she said, she had a long story, and she said to me that one day she felt that she wanted to leave God. And she told me, she told me one day, I said, like, no, I don't want her to see you. He said to him, I don't want her to see you again. So she said inside her, the last time I'll go to the church, and I will tell you that exactly in front of you. And she did it. She went to the church, and in front of Jesus Christ, she said, I don't want you. I don't want to see you again. And she said to me, I couldn't. I felt I said it, and after that, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Inside the church, she couldn't. She found that the church, she said to me, I found it as if Jesus Christ is talking to me and said, no, what you're doing? You are my daughter. I remember there is many people, un-Christian, they called me and they said, Abuna, can we come to the church? Like, okay, why? We don't know. When we come to the church, we feel comfortable. We feel that there is a peace inside our heart. We don't know why. The people who are, they are un-Christian and they don't know God, they felt it. They felt how the church is different when they come to the church. So the second psalm, as we said, I will lift up my eyes. So when we come to the church on our way, I have to pray to God and lift up our eyes and our hearts and said, we want to leave everything outside the church. We want to be with you only. Origen said, easily to go to the mountain. And he said, go to the mountain and you will find me. So if you can't find God in the world outside and you feel there is a lot of things, come to the church. You will find him easily. He said, if you can't find me outside, come here to the church, to my house, and you will find me here. And the last psalm, there's many psalms actually, but this is what I am last in today. Psalm 122. Psalm 122, he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I think today, for example, on Sunday morning, when we said, all the people, come to the church, I have to pray like that. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Clap your hands because you are coming to the church. We are coming again to the house of the Lord. And not glad only because we are coming. No, we were the first time from 3 months ago or more, we couldn't come to the church and the church was closed. And we know now what the meaning of the church is closing their doors. And I understood also when I pray, please God, open the door of the church all the time. We understood now from like the last month, we understand now that there is meaning of keeping prayer and praying a lot about to come to the church and to open the door of the church. So that's why he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us going and let us going. The church is the people. The church all together. I can't come by myself. I remember the first time. Actually, it's the first time now that I give the sermon with there is a people. Through the 3 months, I give the sermon to the pews only. So the first time that I see people now in front of me, I see the reaction of your face, for example. The first time, like from the 4 months ago, like I'm talking to myself. It's not only the problem. The problem that I see when I come to the church the first time and I see there is no people, I was sad. Because I see how the people are important. I'm not praying to myself. I'm not praying to for myself. That's why we said, I was glad today. I would change the psalm with David, the prophet, and I said, I was glad today when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and they opened the church for me. And when we come to the church, what we will see? We will see like that. Its eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And we will find else inside the church. Open Revelation 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. This is a part of from the heaven where we are seeing now here. If St. John, the beloved, saw the part of the heaven in the Revelation, and he wrote that in the Revelation book, we are seeing every day to that when we come to the church, we see the new Jerusalem and the heaven inside the church. And prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. This is exactly when we are praying, when we are coming to the church, that Jesus Christ is present here and he is present with himself. St. John, he's talking about the future, about the new Jerusalem and about the heaven. And now we are inside the church. We see the same new Jerusalem and new the heaven, the new heaven. This is exactly, we see Jesus Christ inside. This is the new. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. When we come to the church, if you have any tears in your eyes, he will wipe it. Because we come here to bring him everything under his feet. So he will wipe all the tears. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Inside the church, everything is new. When I come to the church, I have to go outside with a new heart, a new mind, a new things, a new thought, a new everything. Then he who sat on the throne said, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the beginning and the end. When I come to the church, I don't know why in the beginning, a lot of people said, Abuna, can you tell me the time of when the gospel, we read the gospel? It's not the time of reading the gospel and coming to the church. Between me and you, I'm very happy that we close the door after 30 minutes of the beginning of the church. I'm very happy from that. Because we have to be outside the time when we come to the church, the heaven. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So what I have to think about it? I have to think about the time. No, I can't. I don't know what the time. I remember during the pandemic, there is like that deacons, when they were pray with me, one day, we prayed more than 3.5 hours. But really, in fact, I didn't know
that we pass more than 3 hours and a half when you are praying. When we pray, lift up your hearts and your eyes, your thought. Don't think about the time. Don't look to your watch. Don't look to the time. We are outside the time. Now we are in heaven. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give you the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. But I saw no temple, and for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine. No need more to sun or a moon to shine. Jesus Christ is with us here in the church. Let's pray together that God open more the church and more people come to the church. And also, let's pray that we can start a new beginning when we come to the church. It's a new beginning. Really, we have to start different. Before, I'm talking about myself. I was lazy when I come to the church. But the day of coming to the church, it's really a day I have to prepare myself. I remember when I was in Alexandria, there is two people, an old people, they said to me, I said to them, I will see you tomorrow to pray together the liturgy. So they said, no, I'll pray after tomorrow. So I said, why? You have to come tomorrow with us. He said, no, I have to prepare myself. Like I said, to prepare yourself. What do you have to prepare? So he looked to me like as if I'm like, are you stupid? You don't know what I have to do. I have to pray. I have to clean myself. I have to repent. I have to confess. I have to praise God. I have to prepare myself. And I have to be ready to take the communion, the body and the blood of Christ. And I was like, oh, really, what I'm doing? I'm going to the church without preparation. So they learned in me. They taught me about what I have to do. I learned this lesson when I was young. I can't go to the church without preparation. I have to be ready. Let's pray to God that He bless our church and all the churches and open also the church in all the world and to not close the door of the church in front of the people. This is the refuge when we are coming and lift up our eyes and our hearts. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah.
σοφέ Θεού προσκομήν, Κύριε Λεϊσόν, Κύριε Λεϊσόν, χαινόμεθμι.
God, God the Father, above the cross, Lord, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God.
God the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one Son, Father, by whom all things were made, who for us, man, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And is crucified for us from Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heaven, he sits right hand his Father, and is crowned with glory, judge living and death, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who sees in the Father, with the Father, the sons who worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess with baptism and wish our sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Es muere ni pasin.
Eto meu mati.
Of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for the perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord,
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us all from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and remembrance of evil and telling death. And make our word your master to greet one another in the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling look towards these. Let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you.
Sama wal ardu
now then placed in the paradise of joy. When we disobey your command by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been through holy prophets, and in the light day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. He granted at the birth from on high through water and spirit, he made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself our salvation and to death. In sharing over us, we whereby were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب أرسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحوي أعماله
برحمتك
رب وليس كخطايا
أفكم Em painesti em mesterion entesi mentestesi em sejran abifi evmo champi on champi cosmos. He took the bread into his home. Oh, 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 holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and that life giving.
Amen. He looked over heaven to you, God, who is Father and Master of everyone, and He gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed us.
Amen.
And He sanctified it. Disciples and the apostles, saying, take it of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكرا. وباركها وقدسها القديسين ورسل الأطهار قائلا خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دم الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعوه لذكري confess my resurrection and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection. And
Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, he's sitting at your right hand, O Father. In second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in faith. Attend. Amen.
And this bread he makes into his holy body. الكأس أيضا دما كريما للعهد الجديد الذي له given for the remission of sin and eternal life for those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
May, O Lord, your mother, who partake of your all in the perfection of our souls, our body, and our spirit, that may become one body, one spirit, and may have a shared and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
هذه التي اقتنيت عليك بالدم الكريم الذي لمسيحك حفظ بسلام وجميع الأصحاب والرزقين الذين فيها. وأولا نذكر يا رب أبانا التوبة المكرم رئيس الأساقفة وركن بابا المعظم الأنبا تودروس الثاني وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس.
صلوا من أجل رئيس كهنتنا البابا الأنبا تودروس الثاني بابا وبطريرك ورئيس ساقفة المدينة العظمى الإسكندرية وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس وسائر ساقفتنا الأرثوذكسيين.
يا رب ارحم.
And those who write and define our afterthought with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace, Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hagemen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the commons, priests, deacons, and subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما آمان
ارحمنا يا الله الأمدابتا
Remember, Lord, the safety of this place which is yours and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein, God's fame, riches, like the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May its fair be abundantly water and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for soul in our resting. Manage our life as the infant. Blend the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveling stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في كل حين حسنا اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطي طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاء في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح Remember, Lord, those who have brought us this gift, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all a heavenly reward.
Pray for the holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord,
this, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, will share a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyrs, the confessors and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith most of all the pure full of glory ever virgin holy Theotokos Saint Mary who truly gave birth to God the Lord. Oh,
And Saint John, Fernand Baptist, the martyr, the Stephen, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the apostle, the evangelist, the martyr, the patriots and saviors of our teacher discourse, Saint Serge, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and the high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sergius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Jolundian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sylvan and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and the 200 at Athens. Nempenioten zinke os penishti av Antonios nempes mi av Pavli nempi shomtes o av ava maka Nemno shire tiru en estavrovorus. Nempen avio ane biromenus, nempenut ava pishoi pimis mi piromen teleios. Pimen riten te penso tiren as. Waben ambabula tamuhi wahask yal tilmizu. السيدين الأبوين الروميين مكسيموس ودوماديوس والتسعة والأربعين شهيدا شيوخ شهيد والقوي القديس أنبا موسى ويوحنس كاملكس وأبن أنبا دانيال الكموس وأبن أنبا إيسيزوروس الكس وأبانا أنبا بأخوم أب الشركة وتدروس تلميذه وأبانا أنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وأبانا أنبا ويسو تلميذه وأبانا أنبا تكلاهي منود وأبانا أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة والبطريارك البابا كيرلس السادس والأرشز ياكن حبيب جيرجس وكل مصاف قديسين هؤلاء الذين بسؤالاتهم وطلباتهم ارحمنا كلنا معا وانقذنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي دعى علينا
القارئون فليقولوا أسماء بين بطرك القديسين الذين رقد ربنا يحنفوسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
بركاتهم مقدسة Yeah.
أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بالعدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتنيعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك أبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا مرقس عبد المسيح وأبونا أرسانيوس عزيز وأبونا بولا ناشد ومن طغمة العلمانيين يسري كامل باسم عبد المسيح عادل عبد السيد نادي حلمي نظمي من تيادي ادوار من تياد سميع القمطس حاس ويرانيس شعاتا يسري توفي زكي ليزا حنس الحاوي نبيلة أمين مينا تفضل يا رب نرسم جميعا في أحضان بالقديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع قدر على ما راح في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرب من الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy. In the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the earth. From generation to generation and to all the ages of the ages
of me.
Wahdina ya Rabbi la malaku لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس Rene Posse
Ketum Nematiso
Again, let us give thanks to God. The Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he also had made our worthy to stand this holy place to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
the whole. Pantocrator de long, Lord, our God.
Amen, amen, pray.
Kyrie eleison.
The great high priest who was incarnated and became man for the salvation of mankind, and out of all nations he called unto him a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and justified people. And you have sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostle on the day of Pentecost, and he came upon each one of them like divided tongues of fire, and filled them with every knowledge, every understanding, and every spiritual wisdom according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they preached your holy name to all nations. أما بطرس وأبو نس الرسولان فكان زن لا أحدهما يشفي الأمراض وكانت مناديل وعصائب الآخر تذهب الأمراض وتخرج الأرواح الشريرة وبعدما كرزوا بإنجيل الملكوت وعلم الأمم سفك دمهما من أجل اسمك ونال إكليل الرسولية وإكليل الشهادة. His holy disciples and honor apostle the descend of the Spirit and the Paraclete upon them and gave them authority to work healing, wonders, and miracles. They preached to all your holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you. We bless you, we glorify you, and we give thanks to you on account of these great gifts. And we ask you, O Master,
to grant us also the forgiveness of sins, and to purify our hearts, our souls, our body, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart we may boldly venture without fear to cry unto you, the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and saying, our Father.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thy kingdom, power, glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And Christo.
Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless them.
Save them, amen, with your spirit and the fear of God. Let us attend.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Son of our God. Amen. Muqaddasun wa kareemun Gasad wa damma haqiqi Liyasu al-Masih ibn ilahuna. Amen. Oh, with me. Oh, oh, oh. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe. And confess to the Lord, bread, life giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos. Saint Mary, with what divinity, without confusion and without alteration, he with the witness of good confession before Pontius body gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will. For us all, truly I believe that his divinity parted not from humanity for a single moment, not remaining of I, given us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Tree and heart. Yeah. to us the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter of Amen. Alleluia. Tos est in o Theos o soti sarcos anelton yes orano axiton paracliton tu enema tis ali
صاعد العلوم اذكرنا امام الرب يغفر لنا خطايانا فنسبح بك قائلين
امين هللويا زرت سفتيك ايك اجيب نعمتي كنيكاي كريستوس اون استون انون انا تنوشه ولنغو اموجه اوبن شوي سيسوس بخريستوس اسمونري انتت في مورمو امفيارو اسموني سي نمني سي ماري بتنا نمت كيريني او انتبتن بكلا او سوتمون او ناينا كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا بلوغيسون امين ازمو
Христос пенноти.
Ip orun tati hirine moinane te kirine semninane te kirine kane nubi nani vol mega worthy to pray. Thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us there our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who pass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Praise Jesus our Lord for thy kingdom, power, Lord, for never.
والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن صالح المسيح وشركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. Go in the peace of the Lord to be with you all. Amen. We are very glad and we rejoice also too with God, with all the angels that we open again the churches. So really we are, thank God that we have all the congregation come back again to the church. So go again to the our website and also we will send an email. We increase the number again of the congregation for by next week. We would increase the number of the congregation a little bit because we already, we start with very low numbers, even it's less than 30%. Because we wanted to see how the people will react with us, with the, like to respect all the rules that we have. So now I think first week it's good. So with the second week we'll increase a little bit again. So go again the website and to see, for example, if you have more places or for in the literature or not. Okay, now please go. We have two doors. So هتلاقي بلوقة البركة هنا في متقطعة فممكن واحنا خارجين ناخد فالجزء ده هيطلع من الناحية دي and this برضو الجزء ديت هيطلع من الناحية دي هيلاقي برضو بلوقة البركة متقطعة ويطلع من الباب ديت بس عشان نحافظ بس على السوشيال ديستانس بتاعنا ونصلي دايما ربنا يفتح الكنيسة ويرجع كل حاجة لمكانها تاني